Welcome back to another edition of the Big D Radio Show right here on Live 95.5 Coleman's Independent Radio. With me tonight, Pastor Bobby Hill of New Life Church and Rhonda Hagamore. She is the owner of Be Blessed Boutique in Dodge City and in the downtown warehouse district, two locations. And she's also a realtor with Williams Keller. And of course, Christopher Greer, our musician that hangs out with us just about all the time. What's going on with you, Bobby?
Did you wig out when that song started, man? I was like, that's one channel, man. That's like stereo sound. Wow.
Yeah, man.
Headphones are awesome.
I know. I love
yes,
headphones,
they are.
By the way.
Yeah.
Bobby, if you want to go ahead and start us off in prayer.
I'll do it. Father God, we are so very thankful having the opportunity to celebrate the sending of your son into this world. That Father, that you have loved us in such a way to give that which is most important to you so that we might have life and be saved from this world and all of its conditions. So Father, in this time and season, we aspire to be intentional, deliberate in remembering the reason that we celebrate. To think about the eternal purpose that you have in Jesus Christ and what you have accomplished in and through his finished work. And so Father, let us all be more contemplating the depth of your thoughts and your heart toward this world, and that as lights we will shine into the darkness, and that we will show forth your glory and your love, your mercy, and your grace, and every opportunity. Amen.
Amen. So did you have a good Thanksgiving, Bobby?
We did.
Did you?
We did.
Did you eat a lot of food?
I ate quite a bit, but I didn't overeat. I did good.
That's the main thing.
I did very good. Yes. Yeah, we don't go to as many dinners as we used to, you know. When we were younger, you had to go to everybody's house on the same day. And so... Well, we finally grew up, so now we just go to one place.
That's the best way to do it.
Yeah. So we had a really good time. You know, it's for us, it's about being with family and sharing and that. So it was good.
Did you start the holidays like half the rest of the county did at Golden Corral on like Monday?
I have not been there yet. No, I did not, but I wanted to. So does that count?
That's close.
That counts. You at least gave it some thought. Yeah.
Yes, I did. I did think about it, but it did not work out. Maybe I'll go there for Christmas.
There you go.
Yeah, how about that?
I've never been. And
never been to any?
Well, you know, look, I'm a little OCD when it comes to buffets and people serving themselves, and, you know.
Yeah.
So you sure don't want to go when the line's, like, wrapped around the building?
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. I'm afraid I might get some cooties or something, you know?
Oh, wow. Well, we need Sandy back in here because we could pray over it and it'd be okay.
Well, there you go. Be cootie-free then. You get all the mashed potatoes you want.
Where you at, Sandy? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know. I get that. Yeah,
I have no idea what they even serve anyway, so there you go.
I don't think about that stuff much. You know, we've did a lot of mission trips, been in foreign countries, and you eat stuff you don't even know what it is.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Just eat it.
Things like that. And so at some point, you just like, just eat it. Just eat it. So what?
I need my belly full. So if there's some ants, we're going to eat them.
Yeah. It's wonderful. You know, This whole season is wonderful.
It is.
I guess it's irony, maybe it's somewhat, but you know, we come into the Christmas season with Thanksgiving. You know, it's
exactly.
It's pretty neat, isn't it? That we kind of start that season off that way. It's very appropriate.
It is. Being thankful.
And I'm sure nobody planned it that way.
Right.
But it worked out that way.
It did. Worked out perfect.
Yeah. And so, you know, that's one thing we've been contemplating. Already, you know, this is the Advent season. Some people don't use that word, you know, in their church language and stuff. But, you know, Advent is a Christian word that's used for this season. It actually just means the coming or the arrival, you know. And so the Advent season about the arrival of Jesus, the arrival of the one that was promised to come. And so, you know, for the world in some ways, you know, it's like about one day, you know, and some people it's like, well, we just got to get to Christmas Day. But for Advent, there's a whole season of that. It's like a month of Christmas, you know, and so,
right.
And so there's different ways that they count those things, but I guess the most common one is, you know, Advent actually starts this Sunday, December 3rd, and then runs through the end of the month. And so there's just each day there's devotions that you can do, and each Sunday has a particular emphasis of, you know, anticipating the coming, the arrival of the baby in the manger and all that. And so for me, it's just a good season that, if we could, you know, to slow down just a tad, you know, and really reflect and meditate on what it is really about, why we do have Christmas.
Exactly.
At all. You know, so.
And I'm just afraid so many times that so many people just, they get away from that. They get wrapped up in presents and.
Mm-hmm. And I like all the aspects of Christmas. I'm not anti any of it.
Right.
You know, I think all of it has its place. Fun and games and, you know, celebrating and activities, whatever. All that's great. Just if we could keep the point to it.
Exactly.
All. Okay, this is the point. Why do we do that? Right. What's it all about? And I don't know. It's complicated in my head because, you know, holidays have combined through the centuries to where, you know, Christmas is more, than just about Jesus even because, you know, there were pagan holidays that were combined in with the holidays. I think it was the church, more specifically the Catholic Church at the time, centuries ago, brought Christian holidays to coincide with pagan holidays so that, you know, there wouldn't be one-upped, I guess. I mean,
right.
I don't know the real motivation, but it ended up we kind of have various celebrations combined into one. And so today we don't know any difference. You know, we just think it's all one thing. And that's okay. I'm okay with that. But for Christians, you know, we really need to remember that it is Jesus, and it's not necessarily about what we do, what we get, what we give. It's about what God's done. It's about what He's gave. And that is the big deal of
right.
What He done. And so when we get to the heart of that, and focus on that, meditate on that, I think we can have a much greater season and much greater, more peace. It's sad to me that this type season, the commercialization of it, I guess, is the one thing that, you know, kind of irritates me somewhat. But I understand if you're a business and, you know, you got a corporation, you're trying to make
right.
money. I mean, you know, you do what you need to do to make money. So I understand that. And I don't think anybody has maliciously tried to hijack Christmas. But it seems sometimes commercialism has done that. And people feel like a lot of times they're under pressure to give a certain thing or a certain amount or a certain way. And then that's where people end up in debt after the holidays.
Exactly.
And depression sets in and, you know, got all these problems. And so that certainly, none of that represents what Christmas ought to really be about, what God's done and who Jesus Christ is. So I'm just encouraging people this year to, you know, step back for a moment and take a deep breath and remember what it is really about and work through it in a way of celebration so that it's not a burden at the end of it, you know,
right.
So that it really is joyful and not sorrowful. So,
exactly.
Yeah. So anyway, at Advent, we're going to begin this Sunday at church, and each Sunday we're going to have a particular emphasis, you know, of the Christmas story, of how that relates, you know, from Zechariah, you know, John the Baptist, Elizabeth, you know, their story, and then, you know, of course, Mary's interaction and Joseph's, and, you know, we're going to work through all that in an anticipating way of, you know, Christmas Day coming when the baby's born. And then, of course, after Christmas is the Epiphany, you know, that we celebrate and the realization that He is a king, you know, and wise men come worship Him. And, and all of that. So we're going to actually, you know, there's some readings, and there's a lot of resources out there for people that may be listening that may or may not know much about Advent. Some churches do engage in it and some people don't. But if you're interested, there's a lot of devotions that you can get. I'm sure you can get them online. Sometimes they're in study Bibles, Advent readings, and it gives you certain scriptures, selected scriptures each day for the whole month of December that you can read that leads you through the Christmas story, and you can meditate on those each day. And there's even books that's been written that highlight the story in a more dramatic kind of way of, you know, thinking behind the scenes of what did those characters involved in that, what did they experience, and how did they feel. And, you know, it's not just kind of a dry story, but it's really the drama and the ecstatic emotional aspect of what people actually felt when that was going on. So I'm encouraging people this year to do that, to find the resources that you need and get started and meditate and do devotionals throughout this Advent season. And let's really celebrate Jesus. Let's do that. Let's recognize, acknowledge who he is and what he's done, and encourage others to do the same.
Well, you know, if we would just experience that electricity that, you know, that was in the air, you know, when the Savior was born, mm-hmm. at that time,
yes.
if we could just experience it at that every single year when we come to this season.
Now, I think we can on some level. You know, the one scene that comes to my mind when you're saying that is that scene, you know, where the shepherds are out in the field, and I mean, they're out there minding their business, you know, herding sheep, and these angels show up, you know, and start singing and all this stuff. And I mean, you know, I mean, that's not just everyday stuff.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, that was a big deal, and it gives us a glimpse of that electricity you're talking about. And what we may not understand is that all of creation was rejoicing at that moment. You know, the angelic host and all that going on was so exciting. And yeah, if we can tap into that every year,
exactly.
why not do that and be part of that celebration?
Because, you know, I mean, it was just, I can imagine, you know, from the time Earth was created until then, what a huge event. Probably the
yes.
biggest, hugest event
yes.
that we finally
yes.
had a Savior to come here.
Yes.
And that we were then promised, you know, by everlasting life, that he was going to do the ultimate sacrifice, and he already knew that he was going to do the ultimate sacrifice for our sins.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, some may think, you know, the Christmas story kind of, I don't know, it seems isolated sometimes, but if we can see the bigger picture, that was God's eternal purpose. Before he created anything, he had the eternal purpose of Jesus coming and
exactly.
coming in that fashion and way. So it wasn't that it just happened,
right.
or one day God decided, hey, let's do this, or Mary just got pregnant. It was none of that.
Right.
It was eternally. And we find in the book of Genesis in the third chapter the first mention, you know, the seed of the woman that's coming. And so if we can see that it was a big deal in all of God's plans and purposes, it was all along to send Jesus Christ. And so when that moment, the scripture says, when the time was fulfilled, when the time was full, when the time was right, this baby came forth, this baby that had been planned for eternity.
Exactly.
And so it happened, and it's a really big deal. And it's the biggest deal for us to think
of. Oh, yeah.
I mean, there is obviously another Advent. There's another coming of Jesus that certainly we look forward to. But man, the coming that he's already experienced is huge for us.
Exactly.
It has changed everything for us. And so remembering that, being part of that story.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's huge. I mean, it really is. Just to sit back and think about it,
mm-hmm.
you know, to know that eternal life is there for you if you're willing to accept him as your Lord and Savior. To know that you live forever. I
Absolutely.
Mean, it never stops. You live forever just because of him
yeah.
and his sacrifice. So, I mean, we can just, you know, celebrate his birth every single day, 365 days a year.
So his birth was significant because obviously being born meant he grew up to be a man and then made the sacrifice. So we celebrate that birth, you know, because it's when his life on this earth began. But man, to think about, you know, what he would do, you know, what he would accomplish, and that's some of what the angel talked to Mary about, you know, said, you know, your soul's going to be pierced, you know. So for her, I mean, it ended kind of sadly, you know, the mother of
exactly.
her son going through all that. But to acknowledge, and what you're talking about there is to think about that his giving his life brought us forgiveness of sin.
Exactly.
And allowed us, included us into the family of God as his children. And that's the only way we get in there like that is because of Jesus.
Exactly.
And his sacrifice. And so his coming, wow, it is significant. So there's so much to celebrate, him being born, but how that carries on over into Easter as well.
Right, exactly. Exactly right. Yeah.
And so I was thinking about for our church, you know, we need to start now celebrating, and we don't need to stop at least until Easter, you know.
Right.
So, yeah. Yeah, it's good. So,
it is. That's real good.
So we don't have to be so focused on what are we going to get for Christmas.
Exactly.
But what have we already got?
We've already got. We've got the eternal present, that's for sure. Bobby, thank you for being in on the Big D Radio Show again this week.
Yes.
Coming up next, we're going to be speaking with Rhonda Hagamore, realtor with Williams Keller, and she owns Be Blessed Boutique, and we're going to talk about her two different locations that she has and find out about her store. You're listening to the Big D Radio Show, right here live 95.5. We are Coleman's Independent Radio. We'll be back in just a moment.
There's no place for divided man. No.
A chill is in the air. The leaves are falling. And that means the holidays are right around the corner. The holiday season is the best time to help out Coleman Charities while also getting that much-needed end-of-the-year tax break and maybe helping out your business as well. Consider sponsoring an hour of Christmas music with Live 95. Details are available on the Live 95 Facebook page, online at live95coleman.com, or email us at studio@live95coleman.com. Thanks for listening to Live 95, and we hope you have the best holidays ever.
We've spent a lot of time on this. The investigation is finally over. We uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found what every small business in Coleman has been looking for. Fiber optic quality internet is here. Utilizing cutting-edge radio technology, Cyber Broadband is now able to offer fiber optic quality internet in the immediate downtown Coleman area and most Coleman industrial parks. More information is available by calling Cyber Broadband, 256-734-1077, 256-734-1077, or on the web at cyberbroadband.net.
You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com.
Welcome back to the Big D Radio Show. Rhonda Hagamore is hanging out with Big D in studio. How are you doing, Rhonda?
I'm great. Thank you for having me.
Hey, we're glad you come by. So make sure I get this right. Keller Williams Realty. You are a realtor. So how
yes.
long have you been in the realty business?
I've been an agent for 4 years.
Four years.
Yes. I was a registered nurse for 20.
And wow.
So then I became a real estate agent, and I love every minute of it.
Do you really?
I do. anything I can do to help people establish their dream and get in their dream home.
Exactly.
I love doing that.
I know. It's a great feeling probably for a couple that's just got married and they want that first home. And yes, what a thrill it is for them to have a home for themselves.
It really is. We actually, right before I came to the show, I went through, did a walkthrough for a new build of a couple that just got married about a month ago. And
wow,
they built their first home, and it is absolutely gorgeous.
Is it?
It is. It's beautiful. So,
you know, I think, you know, about me, this is how I think. Some of the headaches that you probably have to go through when you're building a house, you know.
Because, yes.
But now, granted, I think I would love to do it, you know, maybe, mm-hmm, but to have that big, beautiful home already built and you just...
I know, I know.
Clothes in there.
Oh, I know. But she's got this one customized, fully customized,
really?
Just how she wanted it, though. So.
Well, that's awesome. And if you're going to build one, that's the way it needs to be.
Oh, absolutely.
That's the way
yes,
it needs to be.
Yes.
I know, you know, we have realtors in here every now and then on the Big D Radio show, and... You know, and it's just fun to talk about the community of Coleman. And, you know, it's been a market, you know, there for a while. Of course, it was bad. But, you know, I see more and more little houses popping up in different little places. And so, you know, from what I hear from others, the market's good.
It's great.
And, you know, I've got a really close friend that she's a realtor in Madison and Huntsville.
Mm-hmm.
And, that market is just crazy up there. So her and her husband's got a little, you know, they're a team, you know.
Yes.
And man, it's like all the time I'm on Facebook, she's got another one sold, got another one sold. I'm like, that's a hot market right there.
Hey, Coleman is a hot market as well. I mean, it's growing, and all of our industry that's coming in. And,
exactly.
It's just right now, a lot of people think that this time of year is not a good time to sell, that you should wait till spring. But I never slow down. Houses sell all year long, and it's just awesome.
That's good.
They, people are looking right now, and through the holidays especially, people have off time so they can go shop for a new home.
So do you actually do a lot of showings actually during the week, or is it more on the weekends when people's getting off work on the weekends? Or?
It's about 50-50.
Is it?
Yes. I mean, people, right now in this time, it's kind of hard because it gets dark so early.
Right.
But, we'll slip as many in as we can in the afternoons when people get off work, because the housing market is moving that swiftly. If you find something you want, you better write an offer on it and get
right
it
then
nailed down, yes.
Wow.
Because it'll be gone the next time you come back to it.
And, well, that's a good thing. So, I mean, you have to react quick.
Yes, it's definitely a seller's market right now, definitely.
Well, that's awesome for all the folks thinking about selling their house.
Yes, they need to give me a call.
Give you a call and let you turn it quick.
Yes.
Because, you know, as a couple, you don't want to go out there and really, that's what I'm thinking, you don't really want to go out there and look at a house knowing that you still got your house, you know.
Yes.
So, hey, let's get rid of this house quick.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a lot of houses out there that you're going to absolutely love.
You're going to love. You're going to be heartbroken.
From.
Yes.
And you know, and I've seen that on TV. You know, I used to watch that House Hunters all the time.
Yes.
And, you know, the people would go find them a house. Next thing you know, it's gone.
Yes.
They are so disappointed. What do you mean it's gone?
Yes. When I tell people they've got a home to sell, I want to put that on the market and get that under contract. Because we can go out and look at new homes or homes for them, but by the time their home sells, that home is going to be gone and they're going
exactly
to be heartbroken.
Exactly.
So I like to have their house under contract before we ever start looking for them a home. That way there's no disappointment.
Right. I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You move in with your in-laws for a week or two.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but that's okay.
Yes. I have one that we found. I find them a rental. You know, we have month-to-month rentals that we can get them into sometimes.
See, that would be awesome right
yes
there, especially if you had, I guess, an owner that had some, you know,
yes,
some apartments or some houses that would actually do that for you all
mm-hmm
the time.
Yes.
No one that's going to keep him, you know, busy all the time, even if it is
yes
month-to-month.
Yes. I mean, yeah, because I'm turning them over a lot, so.
Exactly.
Yeah, so it's
awesome.
it's a great time.
So let's talk about Be Blessed. So,
yes.
I mean, you know, I know a lot of these boutiques around here is just tickled to death to have a location, but you have two locations.
Yes.
So that has to be a thrill right there.
It is. We had an opportunity where our original location is there in Dodge City across from the Petro station.
Okay.
And we bought the boutique back in February, and we moved to that location in May. So, because we needed a bigger store. And then we had this opportunity to move into the warehouse district, and it's just an opportunity we could not refuse. And, it's been hectic because it's been kind of short notice, but, it's been hectic, but we're still getting everything together, but we plan on opening it tomorrow night at 5 p.m., and we are so excited.
Exactly where is it at? In the, or what store is it beside it?
In
the,
it we are actually in with Bella Fair Day Spa and okay. Salon. So we're in there. We're actually looking right down. Our two windows open right down, and we can look right down the Warehouse District Street, gotcha. First Avenue.
So you're on the far end of the building, or to the right of the building when
yes.
you walk in the doors.
You go to the right.
Exactly.
Yes. You can't miss all of our clothes. The girls are over there now. I kind of got to skip out to come up here. I did the walkthrough for the new build, and then I came straight up here, so I'm getting to miss out on the good fun.
Yeah, I bet. So tell me, what kind of clothes are you carrying?
We have boutique clothing such as Umji, Andre by Unit, Entro, Easel, Listicle. We have sizes from small to a 3X. All of our clothes, there's really nothing in my store besides outerwear like coats and vests. The regular clothes are nothing over $40.
Oh, that's awesome.
We try to have great prices. When I go to pricing clothes and buying clothes, I have to look at it, would I pay that or would I buy that
exactly.
item? And we want to be, for the average person, that they can afford anything in our store.
Right. But, you know, I would think that the median income here in Coleman is probably 9, 10, 11 bucks an hour.
Yes.
So you have to know exactly what they make, what they bring home, and you got to make something affordable that they can they can come purchase and be happy with the product that you're selling.
Absolutely. And that's, we have very good clothes. We hand pick them out, and we're really careful, and we want to treat all of our customers well and make sure they get a good product when they leave our store and that they're happy with it. We strive for that every day.
So and I don't ask this a lot, but I know it's very important. What's your return policy?
We are very liberal on our return policy. We'll let people return clothes because I'm not one that likes to go in somewhere and try on clothes. So I have to have a good return policy when I buy something too. So, as long as, you know, you haven't washed it or anything, you know, and it's a reasonable amount of time, you know, I've let them 2 weeks. I mean, you know, as long as it's in the same shape as it left our store in, I'll let you return it.
Cool. So besides clothing, is there anything else that you carry in your stores?
We have beautiful jewelry. We go to Atlanta, Georgia, actually, and handpick all of our jewelry. We don't order any of that online. We actually look at it, hold it, and make sure it's a good piece of jewelry. We have a huge line of jewelry. Shoes, we do carry some shoes. We have leggings for ladies. It's this time of year, boot-wearing season. Let's see, what else do we have? I have to think a minute.
That's fine. So now, do you carry boots or shoes?
We carry shoes, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, boots, we don't carry as much boots as we do just regular shoes and, you know, the low-cut boots, so the booties.
Because, you know, it seems like every Thanksgiving or Christmas, whenever I go into Belk, there's their free plug, by the way.
Yes.
They'll have like 4,000 different kinds of boots in the front for $15 to
$19. Yeah, and that's why, yes, I can't compete with that. Yeah, so that's why we do not carry boots much, because we can't compete with that.
Right.
We do have the CC beanies that will keep your head warm.
Look, I need one of those, don't I?
We do. Come on by. We have those, very good prices on those. We have them, the regular CC beanies are $12, and they've got the ponytail holders for $14, and then the little fur ball for $16. So we've got really good prices, and the Warehouse District is going to like our prices. So.
Oh, look, the Warehouse District is just the place to shop. I mean, that's where everybody in Coleman goes.
Well, it's just such a great environment to walk along the streets.
It is.
And from shop to shop.
Because, you know, for any shopper, that's just a piece of history in Coleman,
yes.
you know, to walk through that. And,
yes.
There's always been some just great stores
yes.
in there.
Well, now we have that the Mays Food Hall. It's
exactly.
awesome.
And I've never been there,
it's
by
great.
The way.
It's great. I've been there a couple of times.
Maybe I'll go one day.
Yes. Flavors Deli. I mean, I'm going to give them all free prices.
I love bacon's my favorite.
Oh, yes. I love bacon. It's awesome. Yes, it's
good.
Well,
I guess I need to go there pretty soon.
The links. I like the links. Yes.
I think they're, yeah,
it's great. Good cheeseburgers. Real patties. So.
Oh, wow.
Good food. So,
but you know, I see a lot of people though, they actually wait to get in the Warehouse District because that's exactly where they want their storefront at.
They do.
And,
my friend Tracy Smith that owns the day spa, I told her about a year ago that I would like to be in that area, and if it ever became vacant, to call me. Well, she did. She called me, and instantly I said, yes, I want to move there. So we're going to keep both locations open, and because it's a different clientele in both
areas.
Mm-hmm, yes, so we're just excited about it. I have a couple of people that's going to just be on staff with me. Joyce Brockman, she's going to manage the boutique up here in Coleman for me. My daughter is my partner, Jessica. So this is kind of a joint venture for both of us.
Wow.
So she's going to run the Dodge City location, and Joyce and Brooke are going to take care of the Coleman location for me.
So what's your hours of operation at both stores?
At the Warehouse District, we're going to be Monday through Saturday, 10 to 6. In Dodge City, we're closed on Sunday and Monday, and we'll do 10 to 6 on Tuesday, Thursday and Friday, Wednesday 10 to 5, and Saturday 10 to 2. A lot to remember, but
it is. But, you know, I would think probably in Dodge City, there's probably not a lot of boutiques or places down there, too.
There's a
actually.
Couple.
Is
there's,
there?
Yes, there's two. Now.
Well, look, I haven't been there in a while, I guess.
There's two. Dodge City is really growing a lot. So.
But, I mean, there's some big communities down there on the lake.
Yes.
And I would just think that that would be a great place to be at.
Yeah, we do well there. We've got a huge Facebook following on our group page for the boutique down there, and it's just a great place to be. We see everybody. We know everybody that comes in our store, and on a first-name basis. And if you don't get a warm greeting when you come into one of my stores, you let me know, and I'll take care of that.
Exactly. And that's one thing that I like. You know, as soon as I walk in somewhere, I love it when people say, welcome here.
Yes,
you know?
Absolutely.
Acknowledge me,
yes.
Because I'm the one that's going to make your store grow.
Absolutely.
You know,
yes.
I have been in so many places where the people's been rude, and that just really.
Me too. Whew. Me too. I've been looked down, you know.
Oh, so have I.
I may want to come in there on a day that I don't look my best, but
yeah.
It's okay. Come on in. We'll take you.
I have been known to walk out of places in a minute.
Yes.
If I'm going to be rude to. And unfortunately, and this is the God's honest truth, there's so many stores out here, and they're even small business owners.
Yes.
You know, that just don't care.
Right.
And that's the bottom line, because I see it. I
yes.
see it every week.
Yes.
And I'm thinking, don't you want my money?
Yes, absolutely.
You know?
Yeah, I want your money, so you can come on in.
Exactly.
So, yeah, we want to make everybody feel welcome in our stores, both of them. We'll help you any way we can. We'll carry clothes to you in the dressing rooms. It doesn't matter what we have to do for you. We'll do it.
So is the big market that you buy from Atlanta?
Yes. Yeah, we go to Atlanta. We buy from all over New
York,
really? And California.
Okay.
Yes.
Then, you know, we have a lot of small business owners on what's happening in the Coleman Facebook page.
Yes.
And when I speak with them, I mean, that's, you know, whenever we're talking business and their stores, and they're always telling me they're going to Atlanta, you know.
Yes.
All the time, it seems like.
Yes. Atlanta is the hot spot for
evidently.
Things like that.
Evidently.
Everybody's asking me if I went to New York yet. I'm like, no, I really didn't lose anything up there. I've been in New York before.
Right.
I'd rather go to Atlanta and shop. If I'm going to fly, I'll just go to California and shop. But Atlanta seems to have everything I need. If I need anything from California or New York, I'll just order it online. So.
Right. And I'm sure that they really have some cool fashions in California.
Oh, yeah.
More Western trend, whatever, or more trendy now.
Yes. Yeah.
But it
is
a long ways to go.
There's some wild and trendy things out there. It's just like, you know.
So I guess you ask yourself, is this really going to sell in Coleman?
Yeah, Coleman's a very modest place to
exactly.
buy for. They don't even really go well for off-the-shirt items,
really?
Off-the-shoulder dresses and things. So they're very modest. So you learn that quickly in a business like this.
You have to excuse me. My eyes are watering for some reason.
That's all right.
But look, I see the things going on right now, I guess. The blue jeans are coming back with the holes in them. What's
yes,
up with that? From
I'm
1984. And I swear when I go out every day, I'll see some young little girl and their jeans are half ripped. And I'm like, oh, my God, the 80s are coming back.
They pay big money for those jeans that are ripped. My dad used to say, if you want ripped jeans, I can show you ripped jeans. I used to have them as a boy, and I would have been in fashion. Now the big thing is ripped sweaters. The stress sweaters.
I've not seen those now.
You come to my shop and you'll see some, because it killed me to order some the other day. So, distressed sweaters. That's a huge seller right now.
So are they just kind of like got holes in
them? They have holes all in them. Yes, holes everywhere.
So I guess they're wearing something under it, and that's
yes,
just a
they
little...
wear a cami under it. Yes, and
wow, how about that?
A distressed.
I'm sure I'll have one.
Danielle will have one. She's
well,
got
well look, you know, okay, whether it's Danielle or any other young lady, you know, I can see when they go get a shirt and they get a hole in it. What's the first thing?
Oh, my goodness.
I'm carrying it back. Look at this. And now you got this new generation that's just ripping them apart. Oh, yeah, I like this. It's cool, ain't it?
Yes. I mean, we have jeans with the jeggings that have holes in them, distressed. I mean, it's just – it's funny to me because when I was a teenager, we would have never worn anything like
right,
that.
Right, exactly.
And I won't wear anything like that really now because I'm looking at it all day long, you
right.
know. So, but they love it. So
that's awesome.
We'll have it for them.
Well, I hope you have a blessed business. I hope you get tons of business, make lots of money. And Danielle's giving me some kind of sign over here.
Tomorrow night is her grand opening.
Oh, yes.
Look, I haven't got to it yet. Grand opening in the warehouse district.
Yes.
Did you say what time?
5 p.m. We're going to be opening our doors for the first time.
5 p.m. Everybody in Coleman, run down to the warehouse district inside the building of Bella Fair. And you need to go in there and look at all the wonderful clothes she has. You know what? Just
yes.
go ahead and buy her out.
Oh, absolutely.
Just go ahead and buy her out the first night.
I'll go on to back to Atlanta Monday.
She'll head back to Atlanta, and she'll fill that store back up.
That's absolutely right.
Rhonda Hagamore, owner of Be Blessed Boutique in Dodge City and in the Warehouse District in the Bella Fair Building. Check it out tomorrow night. There's going to be all kind of activities going on over in home or the Depot Park and my buddy's Round 2 band. They're going to be over there playing. So it's going to be a great atmosphere. So just head straight to Be Blessed. Check it out. Buy some clothes. Be happy.
That's right.
Some for Christmas presents.
Yes, we have gift cards as
gift
well.
Gift cards as well.
Yes.
So walk in there, buy you a couple of $100 gift cards, and give it to your family. They'll all
yes.
be happy, and they'll all be shopping with her.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Thank you for being on the Big D Radio Show. Hope you'll come back and
I will.
Sit down with us sometime, and we'll talk about the store again. We'll talk about how much it's grown.
That's right. We may
and how we've got a third location. No.
That's right. I don't know if my stress level could handle a third location.
What's happening in Coleman Facebook page? Danielle is working with her, and she's on the page. And Danielle's going to have pictures taken and show you some of the different things that she carries. So you can check it out on the page. And look, we may even do a giveaway over there one day.
We do have giveaways tomorrow night. Actually, you're going to be getting You can draw for 5 to 50% off your entire purchase when you check out.
5 to 50% off.
Yes.
Look, I'm going to have to come over there and pray there. Look, if I get a 5, I could write a 0 on the end.
Yeah.
I'm joking. I wouldn't do that.
That's why we have colored flowers.
There we go. Coming up, our regular musician Christopher Greer is in the house again, and he brought his guitar, so we're going to be playing some tunes. You're listening to the Big D Radio Show right here on Live 95.5. We are Coleman's Independent Radio.
I hear every mother say the pursuit of happiness just seems a bore. And if you take more of those, you will get an overdose. No more running for the shelter.
Hey! Providing Coleman with a unique blend of music. You're listening to Live 95, Coleman's independent radio. WRJMLP Coleman.
Hey guys, let's face it. We all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089. 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Attention Coleman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill. Hey, we're not kidding. Seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95kullman.com today. Or visit our website, live95kullman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Kullman's independent radio.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Kullman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better, whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
A chill is in the air. The leaves are falling. And that means the holidays are right around the corner. The holiday season is the best time to help out Kullman Charities while also getting that much-needed end-of-the-year tax break and maybe helping out your business as well. Consider sponsoring an hour of Christmas music with Live 95. Details are available on the Live 95 Facebook page, online at live95kullman.com, or email us at studio@live95kullman.com. Thanks for listening to Live 95, and we hope you have the best holidays ever.
You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Kullman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Kullman since 1989, Kullman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Kullman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Kullman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Kullman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors-only exercise plan at little or no cost. Kullman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit KullmanSportsFit.com.
Hey guys, let's face it, we all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089, 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Big D Radio Show. Look, I could listen to that song.
I think that might be my favorite song by them.
It's just the music and the way. I mean, it's just got. It just sounds so good.
Yeah, and the female vocals on that song matching with Jagger's.
Yes, yes.
Like when I bought the 50 year greatest hits, that was the song that I kept going back to.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome. So look, you haven't been in studio for a while, man. What's up with that? Are we pay you big money to be on the Big D Radio Show.
I realize this. I had commitments at the CMAs and all kinds of other
You're
places.
You're walking the red carpet. That's and right. Big D's in Kullman. What's up with that?
No, I actually I worked a lot. The railroad got kind of crazy for a little bit, and my wife reconnected with her half sister
Wow.
Who had actually been given up for adoption. And this happened just a few months ago. And this lady became friends with my wife and then became friends with my mother-in-law and reached out, you know, to this entire family that she didn't know about.
Wow.
So we went up to her home just outside of Nashville for Thanksgiving. And it's like all of a sudden for a present, we've got this whole new family of great people
that you can't
help but love. And all of the relatives from New Jersey came down. So we had a Civil War Thanksgiving, you know, but it's all good because I get along with them all.
That's good. That's awesome.
And we ate too much. We played a lot of music and had a good time.
Look, man, to have somebody in your family that knows how to play music and have a get together,
mm-hmm.
is there anything better than that?
No.
Absolutely not.
No.
There isn't. I mean,
how much cooking did you do?
I didn't do really much. Jennifer did some.
Jennifer done all of it. Let's go ahead and say it.
Well, no, she didn't do all,
do all of it.
I made a couple of pies.
Okay.
That's what I made. I made some peanut butter pies. And I think I made a couple of like little small dishes and stuff. But she wanted, her half sister wanted to do it all. And
oh, really?
Even though she's a Georgia fan.
God love her.
We let her do it. And I've got to say this, Francie, if you're watching this, you're going to hear some words out of my mouth that you're probably never going to hear again. I lost a bet.
Now,
luckily, I didn't have to get my belly button pierced this time. But I lost a bet, so go Dogs.
Go Dogs.
I had to say it, and there's a T-shirt coming that I have to wear and the pictures to document.
Well, you know what? I guess the least I can say is I got a lot of love for Kirby Smart, okay?
Absolutely.
I do.
Great coach.
So you know what? I don't mind yelling Go Dogs just because of Kirby Smart.
Right.
I love that guy, you know, and he's done an incredible job this year.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish him a lot of success at Georgia.
I think he's going to continue to build it, and the big change I've seen is the discipline.
Exactly.
Because in the past, I mean, they'd always have 7-8 players suspended at the start of the season.
Right.
You don't see that anymore.
Right.
Because he kind of takes the Saban approach. He'll put you on the road. Right.
So I'm watching the pregame Georgia-Auburn, and, you know, this is before the game, and the lady – doing the interview is asking them some questions, and she says, well, what do you want to end with? You know what he said? I love my guys.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, what a class act he is. You
absolutely
know? That was awesome. So what's going on music wise with you?
Well, writing new songs, that's pretty much constant. We just had one get recorded at Hilltop Studio in Nashville.
Awesome.
And it's going to be set for an official release in January.
Awesome.
So that it'll hopefully start getting some radio play. It's looking like it will.
Good.
We're talking to different promoters about it right now. And the big song that I'm working on, and it may be the most important song I ever write, and I'm doing a lot of study on it right now, and it's about the tabernacle. And, you know, the temple that Moses built, you know, under God's instructions, and it's such a deep subject, and I'm doing a lot of Bible study on it right now because I've got to have as much knowledge about this subject as I can get.
Right.
Because I've got to do this one right. And, you know, God is always ready to reconcile with his children.
Exactly.
And he's always ready to offer forgiveness. But there's a way to worship. And the tabernacle, you know, the temple worship plan is that way to come into God's presence. And a lot of people, and I was guilty. I was one just like that. You know, I didn't really know much about it.
Right.
And I'm changing that now. And
that's awesome.
And the next big song that we're going to do is going to be about that and about coming into God's presence for true worship. You know, and I was talking to my publisher about it tonight, and he's become a great friend of mine, and he's a fellow named Ken Pearson. And we were talking about it, and I told him, I said, you know, the creative side of me is chomping at the bit.
Right.
Wanting to do this because it's been a long time since I've been challenged musically.
Right.
And working with him, you know, this guy's in the Alabama Music Hall of Fame. Working with him has challenged me because he expects nothing but the best from
me. Nothing but greatness.
And that creative side is wanting to start working on it, but then the spiritual side of me is saying, okay, you're going to get one shot at this, and it's got to be right.
Right.
So, I mean, I'm studying multiple different Bible studies on it. I just ordered a book about it off of Amazon, and I'm hoping to have that song ready by Christmas.
Awesome.
But I'm still writing in between.
Right. So, probably if they give you the big push, mm-hmm. How many radio stations do you think that will actually air it?
Right now, the numbers that are being thrown around is around 2,000 radio stations.
Holy smoke.
Now, it's not going to be your major markets. Right. It's not going to be L.A. and New York. But what it's going to be is it's going to be a test to see how that song does.
Right.
And if it does well, then Clear Channel, you know, will flip the switch and put it on the rest of their stuff.
Exactly.
You know, the rest of their stations. And this is something I've been working towards for 15 years.
Right.
You know, and to finally, I'm not there yet, but I can see it.
You'll be there.
It's getting close.
So look, and it's not like I'm trying to be a beggar or anything, but when you hit that big release and you're going on tour, just remember that Big D and Danielle gave you the push. So we kind of want to go on tour with you. So like if we can, I think me and Danielle can clean the bus or something that we're riding on or something like that.
Aside from Jennifer, I'm probably your number one supporter.
Well, there you go.
I know how special you are to me.
There you go.
And I appreciate that.
How proud.
We're very proud of you. Very
thank
proud
you so
of you.
Much.
Amazing young man with an amazing talent.
Well, the touring thing, that won't be me.
Well, look, you never know. God may put you in that direction.
If God puts me in that direction,
you
then that's what I'll
know.
Do.
And what if he puts you there to minister?
Exactly.
Then that's what I'll do.
That's right.
Absolutely.
That's exactly what you'll do.
Danielle, you and I will walk on that red carpet right behind him.
If it ever gets to that point, I'll tell you what, the first place that I'll ask to play will be y'all's place.
Well, there you go. There you go.
And, you
that's
know,
awesome.
Get Wes and, you know, get a few other people out there and
exactly.
Get Nick and just
yep.
have a good time.
Exactly. So what are you going to play for us?
This is a song that I wrote called The Potter's Hands. And, my brother he's apprentice. He's a musician too, but he's apprentice to a master potter. And I watched this man work one day, and it was so spiritual, watching what he did
right.
with his hands, and it got me thinking about what God does with our lives.
Yep.
And God is always wanting to mold us, and he's always wanting to shape us into something better than what we are. And I sit down, and I wrote this song, and my brother helped me write it. And anyway, I hope you like it. It's called The Potter's Hands.
Ladies and gentlemen, here is Christopher Greer.
Spinning wheel beneath you, sinner tries to hold. Water flows across you, each drop's wet and cold. If you let him, he'll shape you into something new. Submitting to the master's hands is all you need to do. He knows each imperfection in every lump of clay. His breath gave you existence, and his word lights up your day. Fingers held to trace every person's unique story. Works of art from lumps of clay show the potter's glory. You'd be reborn in the water, you'd be reborn in the flames. Shout out hallelujah,
praise his holy name. Mold you and he'll form you until you understand. Each lump's of clay beneath the potter's hands. One more bit of clay waiting to be found till the master lifts us from our place down on the ground. His fingers, same one who rode the cross, gently puts us on the wheel. His hands and love surrounds us till it's all we can feel. To be reborn in the water, to be reborn in the flames. Shout out hallelujah, we praise his holy name. He'll mold you and he'll form you until you understand. Lumps of clay beneath the potter's hands.
Excellent. That was awesome.
Thank you.
Loved it. You know, so as I'm listening and I'm just thinking, you know, what God's hands can mold you into. But the most important thing that I was sitting here thinking about is when he gets a hold of your heart.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because that's the one thing that he wants is your heart.
Doesn't matter the raw material.
Yeah.
He can take a lump of coal and make a diamond.
Ain't that something,
brother?
And
I've seen it. And man, it fires me up and it makes me so thankful.
Exactly. Exactly right. Thank you for being in on the Big D Radio Show. Hey, look, you can check out the Christmas in Coleman tomorrow over at Depot Park. Big D Danielle is going to be over there hanging out, watching my buddies round two. They're going to be playing tomorrow night. Go down there, shop, help the Coleman small business owners. Next Tuesday, Big D Danielle and Marvelous Melvin, the Triple Threat. We're going to be in studio with Matt Gentry, Coleman County Sheriff. He's going to hang out with us. We're going to talk about the rodeo that's going to be going on. I believe it's at the Ag Center. Is that correct?
And we have tickets to give away.
And we have tickets that we're going to give away on what's happening in Coleman. So make sure that you're checking out the Facebook page. Watch out for the giveaways. I think Danielle picked up about 3 pairs of tickets. So we're going to have some really lucky winners that's going to get to go for free and take your kids. So that'll be awesome. Check us out again next week on the Big D Radio Show. We appreciate you coming in. Real quick, if you'll do us a quick prayer real quick.
Sure. God, thank you for all your blessings. Thank you, Lord, for your forgiveness. Thank you for your mercy, and thank you for your grace. We lift you up, God, and we praise you. Protect us through our days to come, Lord, and let your will become our own in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. God bless you, and most importantly,
God
bless America. We'll see you next time.